A surge of Portuguese man-of-war jellyfish have washed up along the southern coast of Ireland in recent days, and indeed recent weeks. There's been a surge over the weekend. Scientists say exceptional numbers of the highly venomous jellyfish have been blown in from the recent Atlantic storms. Now, earlier I spoke to Kevin Flannery, marine biologist and director of Dingle Ocean World, who was on his way with some live samples of the jellyfish to Queen's University in Belfast.
We got calls about hundreds of them on various beaches along the Kerry coast in the last 2 weeks. And then more so over the weekend, hundreds of them started turning up at Inch Beach and Ballybunion. I got calls from Connemara. Some lady had picked up, come across 50 to 60 of them in one beach in West Cork. And now I have reports from Cornwall, Devon, all the way up as far as Mayo. Huge numbers, have come ashore along the south and west coast of Ireland.
And these things will give you a nasty sting even when they're dead.
Yeah, they're not our common jellyfish. I mean, these ones have an extreme sting because basically it's the trailing tentacles attached to the floating device, which is like a deflated balloon, iridescent balloon. And these are the trailing tentacles that they use when they come across any fish or any animal in the water. They use it like a bow and arrow, and they attract the fish. Then are stunned and anesthetized from the toxin that they use for the venom, and they attract them right back in. They pull them right back in, and they devour them that way. Now, these trailing tentacles are still alive, even though they're washed up at the beach, because they're bound up like a bow and arrow, and it's only a case when you touch them will that little arrow come out and puncture the skin and cause extreme pain to any poor devil that may come across it.
And in some cases, they've been known to be fatal, isn't that right?
Absolute. And people especially suffering from asthma or breathing disorders of any type can go into anaphylactic shock. And young people, children, that sort of way, where the skin would be very fragile and frail, if they get it, it's extreme. The pain is quite extreme. And as I say, people have gone into anaphylactic shock in other parts of the world. Hopefully it won't happen here, because obviously the way they appeared here was with the infamous Hurricane Lorenzo that came. It came direct straight up from the Azores off of the west coast, Portugal. And these are floating devices. They're not like your usual jellyfish. They are actually inflated balloons on top of the water. So they got carried with the very strong winds that were down off of the Azores that time, and they arrived now up off of our coast.
Would you be concerned enough to say to people to stay out of the water?
Oh, very much so. More so over the last weekend. Now, from yesterday evening, they seem to have dissipated, that the volume that came up with the storm seemed to have been washed ashore, and they get carried up into the high shoreline, and they're disintegrating. So hopefully they are over and done with. But over the weekend, we had issued warnings, and on the beaches of Kerry and West Cork, people had avoided them swimming. And thankfully, the summer season is over. And hopefully they won't turn up again unless we get some of these great storms that come directly from the west coast of the Azores and the Canaries and those places that will arrive back up to us, because they will bring these Portuguese men of war to us.
And you have some live ones, Kevin, as well, isn't that right?
We have live ones, and we're bringing them. I'm bringing some of them up to Portaferia, the Explorers Aquarium up near Queen's University, where they have their marine station. We're bringing some of them up there. We have some behind because they've been studied by people from UCC and various other universities, because they're not a common jellyfish off of our coast. And they're very easy recognisable on the beach. They are this iridescent, semi-deflated balloon, and for people just to avoid them at all costs.
Oh, so you're travelling there with these man-of-war jellyfish in the tank with you there now?
That's right, and hopefully they'll arrive up safely this evening and be put into isolation tanks so that people can study them, see the reaction.
That's Kevin Flannery there, marine biologist and director of Dingle Ocean World.